Hi there. This two-minute message is on the topic of teaching core anatomy and core health. This is such a big topic, and we work really hard on the site to break this down so that you can look at it from whatever angle you're focused on at the moment. It's so big. So what I thought this two-minute message could focus on is a few fundamental teachings around the anatomy teaching that won't go into any detail. They will be a number of perspectives that you can consider so you can say, oh, right, I often teach that angle, but not this other one that might be effective for some students. So when teaching about core anatomy, some of the fundamentals, of course, is helping students to understand what is the basic anatomy so they know the difference between the superficial and the deeper muscles, and then what defines a truly healthy core. So just like there can be so much confusion about food and diet due to excessive media coverage with conflicting information from those trying to sell something or what have you, similarly, there can be a lot of confusion about what core muscles are and what a healthy core is. So that would be one. Maybe I will number these so that you can think, oh yeah, I do 3 out of 4 or whatever. A second item would be core muscles require a balance in strength and flexibility. So just core strength is not the only consideration. And related to that would be like, what is the consequence of abdominals that are too tight, you know, squeezing the diaphragm, etc. Another, number 3, could be the fact that in daily life, we typically flex the spine excessively. Therefore, using core strengthening work that flexes the spine may not be the best choice for finding balance. And number 4 could be a really powerful topic of reminding students that if their core is unhealthy, say there's weak abdominal muscles, that in daily life, there will be compensatory actions and the effects of that on the low back, etc. And let's just say number 5, the topic of stabilizers and prime movers. I think that can be a really nice topic or focus to explain why, for instance, we would be practicing plank pose using the abdominals as stabilizers as opposed to a sit-up where they're being a prime mover. Okay, so there are 5 considerations for approaches and angles that you might consider.